Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Wednesday, January 25th. All of a sudden, we're seeing some bipartisan support on Capitol Hill for dealing with how former presidents and vice presidents should handle classified documents. It's an amazing thing to watch this story evolve from the summer days of the FBI search on Mar-a-Lago to the Biden revelations to now Vice President Pence acknowledging that he found classified material in his home in Indiana and returning that material to the archives and into the care of the Department of Justice. And what has happened here now is that what were individual stories has become, in one way, a story about a clear systemic problem. Why are presidents or former vice presidents able to so easily take classified material to places it clearly doesn't belong? And that's a question that we've heard from both Democrats and Republicans up on Capitol Hill that they're willing to engage with and think about. It is still true that there's this other piece of this story that does not make for a group of three, but seems to make for a group of two. And Donald Trump all on his own. And that is the cooperation that the Biden and Pence teams have displayed by handing things over to the archives, to the Department of Justice. It's just entirely different from what we've seen from former President Trump and his team. And quite frankly, there's no indication or any suggestion that there is a potential charge of obstruction of justice being explored in the Biden or the Pence scenarios, but clearly there is in the Trump scenario. So the former president may indeed be in more legal peril than either Biden or Pence. But the political reality is they feel safer, all of them, with company than they would all on their own. So Donald Trump, very happy to see both Biden and Pence dealing with this as well, even if that doesn't really alleviate his bigger potential legal problems here. And of course, the Biden team is thrilled to have somebody else be talked about related to classified documents rather than they having to deal with more revelations. So they welcome the Mike Pence news as well. It's also clear that members of Congress are realizing that they handle stuff quite differently than the folks who sit at the top of the food chain in the executive branch. Most members of Congress say that they don't even engage with, read, see classified material unless they are in a SCIF, a room dedicated for the absorbing of classified information. So it doesn't go home with them. Now, that isn't true, obviously, of then-Senator Biden, because one of the set of classified documents that we've learned about harkens back to his days as a United States senator. But it is that difference that has both Republicans and Democrats calling for more consistency. Listen to the number two Democrat in the Senate, Dick Durbin.
I understand in the executive branch why the rules appear to be so different. There ought to be consistency of the rules to maintain secrecy of this information and to make sure that it doesn't get dispensed carelessly.
And the Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, also seems a bit dumbfounded that material could end up outside of a SCIF.
I never knew it was possible to take classified documents out of the SCIF. Most of us don't think there's any way of getting it out of the SCIF, much less bringing it to your office or taking it home.
What about the other former presidents? Are we going to hear from them or former vice presidents that they've discovered documents? Well, according to our reporters, representatives for President George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama all said they turned over all classified documents when they each left the White House. And none said that their teams were conducting additional searches now in light of all this news. Maybe perhaps they should. You'll recall Pence said he didn't have any classified documents when he left until, of course, he did start searching more diligently and found some. But if you think that the fact that this seems to be a problem plaguing both Mike Pence and Joe Biden, as well as Donald Trump, you might think the new Republican House majority is rethinking how to go about an investigation into this. They say absolutely not rethinking anything. Listen to Jim Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee.
Pence is cooperating. We're going to treat Pence the exact same way we treat Biden. There's a big difference thus far. Pence has offered to cooperate and showing signs that he's going to be fully cooperative with our investigation.
Now, Comer's trying to throw a little elbow to the Biden White House, who he has complained is not being as forthcoming. Of course, Pence is not in quite the same scenario yet because there's no special counsel investigation attached to the Pence matter yet, as I record this. Maybe by the time you're listening to it, there will be. But Biden, his situation is under investigation by a special counsel, and therefore the White House is deferring to the DOJ and special counsel about how much can be shared in real time during an ongoing investigation with congressional committees. My colleague Manu Raju up on Capitol Hill asked Jim Jordan, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, why he isn't investigating Trump and Pence as much as he is investigating Biden on this matter.
What we want is consistency. What we want is this one standard. That doesn't seem to be the case.
Well, I'm not sure Jim Jordan meant it this way, but clearly, yes, one standard doesn't seem to be the case here. And House Intelligence Committee member Michael Waltz told my colleague Manu Raju that there are real world implications here, so there needs to be a full assessment of what exactly was out in the open in terms of this material.
We need to understand from what were the documents, what did they contain, was there any damage? That's something we have to look at across the board.
Where do the American people stand on all of this? Well, we have a brand new CNN poll conducted by SSRS that shows broad support and approval of the special counsel that's been appointed to look into and investigate the Biden document matter. We see this broad approval of the special counsel investigating the Trump matter as well. In fact, we see something we don't often see in American politics, which is broad agreement across party lines. More than 8 in 10 Democrats, Independents, and Republicans, each of those groups, more than 8 in 10, are in approval of the Biden special prosecutor appointment. And about 2/3 of Americans in our poll say that this is a serious matter, the Biden document scenario. About 1/3 say it's not too serious or not at all serious. But just like we've been discussing on this podcast, there does seem to be a real difference between Trump and Biden. And that emerged in our poll as well. We asked people if they thought the president or former president was engaging in something illegal. 52% of Americans, a slim majority, said that Donald Trump has engaged in something illegal as it relates to his document scenario, whereas only 37% of Americans say that about Joe Biden. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And if you like the show, please consider rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.